Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about Angus source verification. Back on that for you today in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's a source verification program. It's been around for more than a decade. Jeanette Gutzweiler, who's the Director of Commercial Programs for Angus Source, says it's proven its worth to cattle producers since its inception back in 2003.
And we've heard a lot about that over the years, I guess, all the way back to when we had the BSE case that shut down the Japan. We heard all the clamor for animal ID, and source verification really came out of a lot of that conversation, I know.
Actually, Angus Source was started prior to the BSE incident. Angus Source has been in existence since 2003, and then in 2005, when that situation occurred, we became a PVP. So that is a process verified program of third-party verification. As you very well know, those packers were paying a premium for those calves that were identified in February of 2013. That premium did go away since Japan moved to a 30-month. And obviously, source and age verification has still continued to be prevalent in the beef cattle industry.
And Gutzweiler believes the premium is there with Angus cattle because of the information they are providing to potential buyers in advance of sale day.
With the Angus Source program and that genetic verification, we actually send out those emails to those buyers prior to those sales, giving them time to study the genetic quality of those calves that are being sold so that they don't have to make a snap 30-second decision. They've had the time to do their homework, let's say, and make a more qualified decision on those calves.
What really, you know, when you start peeling back the various layers of source or verification, what all's in there that a cattle producer needs to, you know, understand to be able to make sure that he's got all the pieces of the puzzle put together?
Well, source age and genetic verification with the Angus Source program is very easy because producers are going to need to keep track of when that first calf is born and, of course, when that ending calf is. We sure don't want a calving season that's running for 12 months by any means. And, of course, we need to know what bulls were used to produce that calf crop. They all need to be, of course, born on that ranch. That's what sources it to that producer. So it's a real easy program. All you need to do is really keep some basic calving records. And we offer a calving book through the program that's free of charge. So all you need to do is have your pen and paper, and you can write that information down and send it into the association. We'll go through a 20-minute enrollment and training with you. As long as you know, we can get all those things accomplished, more than likely you can be enrolled in the program.
That kind of gets you your base level.
You bet. And one of the things that probably hang up producers in our program the quickest is maybe some bulls aren't transferred. So they do need to be properly registered and transferred Angus bulls to enroll in the Angus Source program.
Let's talk about things you can kind of add on to Angus Source.
You bet. Boy, I'll tell you, one of the things that we started here 2 years ago, GeneMax focus and the genomic testing is obviously becoming more and more prevalent. So producers want to be able to add more value or more programs to Angus Source. So any producer who's wanting to test a third of their enrollment group can choose to use those genomic test numbers, average numbers on their marketing document that every enrollment group receives from Angus Source. So not only are the EPDs on there, the genomic test scores for some of the actual calves could be included in that marketing document.
What's the future of this type of a program? Obviously, some of the incentive that was there initially back that 2004, 2005, 2006 time period is over with the Japanese market anyway, but this still seems to be very valuable.
You bet. Those buyers are obviously looking for people or producers who are going the extra mile, utilizing these value-added programs, and I believe as you'll be able to look at some data here before long, you'll see that even though when the market fluctuates, weights. The premiums are still there on the calves. You know, those could be some of the things that's going to give you a more profitable bottom line at the end of the year, as opposed to a negative number as maybe prices continue this fluctuation.
Director of Commercial Programs for Angus Source, Jeanette Gottsweiler. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.